The modern scholars also, so-called scholars, they also think that Krishna is a person like us. That is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, that abhijananti manamuha manasintam. Because Krishna appears like ordinary human being, not ordinary. His activities are not ordinary. Still, some fully mula, the exact meaning of the mula means fully. What else can they think Krishna as ordinary? To accept a human being as God and to accept God as human being, both things are true. God is God, human being. That is, a human being cannot become God, and God cannot become Krishna. Is not that God, which is very cheap nowadays, so called God. It's not described nowadays by mystic power, by worshipping some demigod, one becomes God. It is ludicrous. You know that the person in Gaila, in being worshipped as God, in a great big mission. How we become God? By worshipping Bodhisattva. His name. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that Tamasya Sitomya Jajanti Annadir. There is no need of worshipping any demigod. We offer our respect, all respect, include anybody. It's not that we wish not. We do not offer respect to Goddess Kali or Lord Shiva. It's not that. We offer proper respect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought us that Abhani na Marade. A person of his honor in the blessed place. Because he sees every human in relationship with God. So, the pure Krishna offers respect to everyone. I want to the demigods. But they do not equalize the demigods with God. They are not such people. They cannot say that Krishna or Lord Shiva or Ganesh Kali or Lord Brahma, they are all this. They do not follow this. They know by following the footsteps of Acharya. Just like the Chaitanya Chaitanya, they offer faith. Nikolaj, Ishwar, Krishna are of people. Only Master is Krishna. And all others, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Samra, very, very big, big, very old. They are also silent. Even one says, when Krishna requires personal service, his incarnation, Shesha, he is as Krishna. Shesha, Sheshana, is extension of Sankarsha. So Krishna accepts service by his own expansion. He enjoys pleasure by expanding his pleasure potency in the Radha. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladani Sapti Krishna. Radharani is also Krishna. Potent. Expansion of Krishna. Later potent. So in this way, Krishna Vikiti Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Svayam. That is the Bhaksha. Krishna is the original person. Ishara Parama Krishna. Sachidananda Vigraha. Pranadi Dhani Govinda. Sakaparana Parama. Ishara means controller. Everyone of us a more or less controller. Yes, I am controlling my desires. The family man is controlling his family. The big office manager is controlling his office. Managing director. Some big business man, like Villa and others, they are controlling the big factories. So, more or less, every one of us is a controller. Small and big. So in that sense, everyone is Ishvara. But Krishna is not that type of Ishvara. Ishvara Parama. Very good. It is not very difficult to understand what is God if you have got different sense. See, this is very nice explanation of God in the Brahma Sanskrit. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara we can understand. Controller. That's not very difficult. But here, a controller is controlled by another controller. Suppose the gentleman is manager of Vrindavan Palace. He's controller. But he is controlled by another person. It is very difficult. not Buddha. Similarly, his boss, the guardian, and here is a controller, but he is controlled by somebody else. And who controls him? Who controls him? There are many research scholars. Now find out the supreme control. And that is Krishna. If you can find out the supreme control, that is Krishna. Then Mahadrashta Jatama. Adipurusha. Adyam. Purusham. Shashvatam. Param Brahma. Param Dhamma. Pavitram. Paramam. After understanding from Krishna, Arjuna accepted that you are the supreme person for the Brahma, bigger than the Brahma. The Mahavari is after Brahma, Brahma Sukhano Bhutya. Ikram Satana Brahma Sukhano Bhutya. Dasam Bhataran Paradayyatina. Maya Sitara. Nardarakena, Shadhan, Vijayu, Sitapunna Punya. Sudev Goswami is giving his comment. When Krishna was saying, the cow has caught. And here is the person who is watching. He is not directly watching. He is watching by Brahma Iparya, Brahma Naham Krishna. Krishna bodily defilement is impersonal Brahma. Yasya prabhaha prabhavatu jagadanna puja. Ujishu atesha vasudhāni yuṣi. This whole universe, innumerable universe, containing innumerable planets, is just simply floating on the bodily days of just like we have got experience. The sun shines. There are animals, millions and billions of planets that go in the sun shine. Where is everyone? Even the sun is floating. Everyone is floating. Wetlessness. What I'm trying to do. So, therefore, Krishna is the original person. The people, the man who does not know the song, he thinks he is a human. Therefore, let me imitate. I was the human. I was the God. You may be God, but you are not that type of God, as Krishna. Tell me that. Many gods. As I have said, there are many gods. The God means controller. But real God, Sam Bhagavan, Krishna Ku Bhagavan. So don't know that it. But because you are talking with Krishna as his friend, people may not misunderstand him. Therefore, he is answering the question of ordinary people. Aparam bhavatu yathava. Param yathava. Krishna says that imam divasati yuvam prasavan aham apayam. I spoke this Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, Bhagavad Gita, first to Sun God. So at the present moment, people are so foolish, they cannot understand even what is done. So foolish. And no one. That they, in the sun, there is a predominating city, or the president, just like here in this planet we find presidents, not one president, hundreds of presidents. Actually, time was there when on this planet there was only one president. The Atu Maharaj Parikshit. One monarch. He was controlling the whole world. What glad. And nowadays, he got people have advanced. So, we see in New York, almost every day and day. First Avenue, is that the First Avenue? In this world.
First Avenue.
Yes. Hello, there is the United Nations organization. And we pass through. We see Sunday couplets. Not one plan. Although they're trying to be united, United Nations, they're becoming more and more dehumanized. That when this train comes in unity, they're missing the point. Unity can be made possible when we become to support. Otherwise there is no post-coming. On the material platform, there cannot be unity. Therefore there is no peace. But the peace formula is explained by Krishna. That Bhokaram Jagadamukam Sarvalokamaisam. Bhoktaram Jagadamukam Sarvalokamaisam. Sridam Sarvahutaram Kerta Mam Shanti Nikshati. If anyone understands perfectly well that Krishna is the supreme agent. Krishna is the supreme provider. Krishna is the supreme controller. Bhoktaram Jagadamukam Sarvarupaisam. He is the provider of all universe. Not only one, but millions of universes. Spiritual world, material world. He is the supreme agent and provider. And he is the supreme prayer. Sridham Sarvabhuta. He has acting after friends. Who can help? He makes friendship with another person, expecting some help and assistance from that friend. But if we accept Krishna as the supreme friend, supreme protector, then there will be peace. This is the peace. Therefore, one who has selected Krishna as the supreme friend is not disturbed by any generosity. Narayana parasati na putasana bhidhu. Tadrava parto nanapurisho. Tullatana. Narayana para. Dhudva. Dhudva Narayana Krishna. They can create anything. They do not invite danger. But this material world is such a place that you have to face with danger in every step. You cannot avoid. Padam padam jag vipada. Padam, anything. So who can avoid this dangerous position in every step? Samasita ki padapallavam sravam. Mahat padam kunna de kumudan. Padam mudhi vasta padam parava padam. Padam padam jada vipadan nati. This is the only secret. If you completely depend on Krishna, mahat padam. Punna jasu murāya. Krishna's another name is murāya. Because he is of the name of murāya. So, if we accept the lotus speak of the star as the board for passing over the ocean of his heart. Similarly, Parampara. That is Parampara. Everyone has to take shelter of the star. That is the success of life. So, the star is so great. People are in star, the star are sub-Krishna. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanya Kinsidati, Aham Sarvastha Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Prabhattati. This is the death. Yeah, Rajun says, the Aparam Bhavagoda, Rajun is taking the path of a foolish man, like us. And if he does not know Krishna, he knows Krishna perfectly. And Krishna also knows him. Because Krishna has already said, Bhakto. So if Arjuna is Bhakto, and Krishna is accepting, and my dear, people like that. So it is not that Arjuna does not know, but because Krishna has said, that this philosophy I spoke to the Sun God, foolish persons like me will not be. These are also Abhijananti Manmulhas, because we are all Mulhas. So it is our business to neglect Krishna. So, in order to clarify the position of Krishna, the talk between Arjuna and Krishna means to understand Krishna as he is. One inquiry by Arjuna and the answer by Krishna makes the whole thing clear. To understand the position of Krishna, so that we may be out of this ignorance that Krishna is ordinary person, or ordinary human being. In this way, aparam mabhato janma param janma vijaya vimasa. So, next verse is said that bahuni te vajitani janmani tapasarjita tani ahamabhira sarvani Natu, not Sana Bhikya, Paranta. This is the difference between Krishna and ordinary human being. Krishna knows past, present, future, everything. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the Supreme Ability, Supreme Brahma, is explained, Janmātva-śrita-ha, anvaya, Pitadatasya Ati Su Abhigya. He knows everything. Just like I am living in this room, something is missing. He is totally alive. So, I can say now the message is there in the form. I am Abhigya. The contents are my similarly, Krishna is the supreme creator of everything. He andantarastham paramanutayantarastham. He is conscious of avikram of everything. Ishara sarubhutanavitrishvasa. He knows everything even within your heart. What you are thinking, what you are planning, it cannot be conceived to Krishna. This is our belief, that we are doing something concealing. We can conceal my eyes, other friend's eyes, but we cannot conceal the eyes of Krishna. He is upadrashya anumanta. That is his name. Upadrashya, he is seeing all his repetition. You cannot play tricks with Krishna. That is not ईशा सविता नाम बुद्धि को तो sincere devotee of Krishna. They should not try to take tricks. Krishna is. No, no, Krishna is Abhishna. Krishna is situated everywhere. He has no past, present, future. Siddhartha. No, Krishna is questioning this simply to clarify Krishna's position. This is the purpose. That he believes Krishna. Sarvame kam mitam mante. Chandrasi ke. It's like modern scholars. This is not fact. This is not imagine. The devotees are satisfied. The author put in there to accept some portion and reject other portion. This is not the business of the devotee. The devotee accepts. He is an every word of Krishna. That is, not that, not only Krishna, or Krishna's devotee, who is in the parampara system. The devotee means to accept everything in total, either spoken by Krishna or by Krishna. That is, Sarvamevamitam. I accept whatever you say. Param Brahma Param Brahma. But if you simply follow his footsteps of Arjuna, then Paramahansa. So why do you interpret Bhagavad-gita otherwise? Krishna says, evam parampara prapantimam rāgasya. Parampara. So apart from other parampara, what about Arjuna says, Arjuna talks directly to Krishna. He heard Krishna directly. So what about Arjuna is admitting, you follow that footstep, then you are perfect. Arjuna says Parabrahma. Or Parameshwara. Paramatma. So, Ishvara, Atma, here also Atma. Then no, difference. But we are not Paramatma. That's why Krishna said, In the place, Hetra means the God. And Hetra God, the proprietor, and one who knows of the body, is called Hetra God. That I take some teaching in my form, and so. But in the world, there is some teaching in my form. It is known to me. Therefore, I am Hetra-gha, Arjuna. This is Mani Hetra. And because I know the things and pleasure of this world, therefore, I am Hetra. So, you are Hetra-gha in your body. I am Hetra-gha in my heart. Another person is Siddhartha in his heart. But Krishna says that Siddhartha Sabhi Manavitri Sarva Ketri Sutra. I am as a Ketrava. But what is the difference between you are as a Ketrava and I am as a Ketrava? Then what is the difference? The difference is Sarva Ketri Sutra. I am Ketrava in everyone. You are Ketrava only in your body. The length and pleasure of your body, you know. But others do not. Similarly, an other body, the length and pleasure, he knows, but you do not. This is the proof that we are all individual souls. And when Krishna says that Hittakam Shati Manaviti, therefore he should have. Simple thing, but the last case, there is no soul and super soul, there is only one. The simply one who holds themselves as Krishna. How can it? How can it? Krishna. In any God, accepting your work and power, control is God. And he cannot become Supreme God. There is different person. The Mayavadi leader says that there is no such thing as Supreme God. We are God. Now, in Maya, we have forgotten that we are God. But from the Maya, will be then we are. Now, that oneness is not possible. Because even if you are thinking that you have become God, can you see my greater than that? You cannot. So how can I accept that he is the Supreme God? He may be God of your body. Others may be God for the other's body. But you cannot expand yourself in all bodies. That is the thing. Ishara. That is the thing. Ishara Sagodhikara. So, here is the difference between Krishna and ordinary human being. Yes, he is also individual. Krishna is also individual. Person. You are also individual person. Nityanityana, Chaitana, Chaitana. But the difference is that Krishna is the supplier of necessity of all others. He is the Bhuna Buddha. We cannot supply the necessity of anyone. It is very difficult. Even to maintain a family, you have two members. And how we can supply the necessity that you hold for all the nation. So, if you study Bhagavad Gita very nicely, so you never be glad like this. So called Buddha, Amajanam Timah Buddha. You never be glad. You know the God, Krishna, what he is. He is the Supreme Person. Bhakta Bharataro Nana Sanskri. Thinking of Sri. Krishna says, there is no more superior person than me. Therefore he is Ishara Paramahiti. Vachidananda Deva. He is not imperfect. Vigraha. Vigraha. When Krishna says, Aham, Adhidhu Deva, that person, the Devata, the Devata, they are also person. Sam Adhidhu Devana, he is also person. How is it person? Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitam, Param Brahma. Purusham Shastatam, Adhyam. He is Purusham. The Supreme Lord cannot give Prakriti. Prakriti is Krishna's energy, Bhakti Rama Nalu Bhai, Jivan, Jiva Bhuta Mahavad, Aparayam Sattu Dhirti Me Prakriti Para. Jiva is also Prakriti. How we can be Purus? Purus is in there. Jiva is not in there. That is Prakriti Purus, understand. So anywhere you go, Krishna is the supreme person. He is the enjoyer. He is the friend of everyone. And if you understand these things only, these three things, then you become liberated in you. Janma kāmi kūrīti kāmi jāna saptāri yāṁ puna janma nai imāmi. Simply, if you understand this three things, that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Krishna is the supreme provider, and Krishna is the supreme friend, I must take shelter of Krishna, then I am in great happiness. Simply, if you know these three things, then Nibbam, then we become fit to go to enter into the kingdom of Krishna. Tatumam tattatu vyakya tattatu tattanantaram. Then we are allowed to enter into the Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna is situated. Goloka yoga nivasati vakila atma. So, it is not that because he is staying in Goloka Vrindavan that he is absent here. No, vakila atma. He is in the so we are teaching this to the conscious man on the basis of the Bhagavad Gita and without misinterpreting to show our so-called scholars. No, that is not the way of understanding Krishna. We should understand Krishna submissively as opportunity. Krishna Sriham Sadhinan Prabhupada. Krishna also asked to surrender full. So he has already surrendered. When Arjuna saw that there are so many factors, this cannot be solved except by Krishna. So he surrendered Krishna Sriham Sadhinan. In this way, if we surrender to Krishna through his representative. Representative means one who says exactly what Krishna says. It does not change anything. Krishna says, Tadu dharma paripatya mamekam saranam bhaja. And his representative says that you give up everything, surrender. He said, and there is no religion. One has not to manufacture some idea, some philosophy. No. Everything is there. And if you preach what Krishna has said, then you are free. It is not a very big job. Simply you have to become sincere to Krishna. And you learn Krishna through his identity. You become sincere with his identity. Krishna and Krishna. That's what he will have of the Tathari, the Tathari world. Then you. It is not very good. And become every one of you, become a spiritual master, and preach the software of Bhagavad Gita as it is, then world will be. Otherwise, they are already in trouble, and they go more and more into the depth of the trouble, dangerous position. And they will never become that. So the process of self-moment is very, very important for that. Our stage is to be the human society. Thank you. Chanting process is that you chant with your tongue, Hare Krishna, and you Krishna. Then you are saved. Hare Krishna must be chanted by the tools of tongue. And you hear it. Very difficult. Yes. Everything came up, but this is the problem. Done. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Nothing is really bad in Krishna consciousness. One has very good things, very serious things. Nothing is good. Not at all. Harinnama, Harinnama, Harinnama is a Kevalam. Hello, Nasti, O Nasti. Don't hurry this time, dear. And everything will come. Krishna, by chanting, pure, dissolving of man, with Hare Krishna Mantra, then you will understand Krishna's form, Krishna's quality, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's incident, everything. Vityāva Vishnu, Sarvātma Sapanam, Param Vijayati, Sri Krishna. Chaitanya, Param Vijayati, Sri Krishna, Sri. Simply, you are chanting. Yes, all that. Yeah, I say, Sarva Siddhi, Hari Yoga. Chaitanya. Yes, all Siddhi. The best Siddhi is to understand Krishna as a Supreme Person. That's it. It is simply as me, this, as Krishna, this, this life, this one, yes. Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanamana prabhata. So, why should you wait for Bhavanandha? Yes, sir, Krishna. My Lord Krishna, you are the Siddhi. So long I was forgotten. Now, accept you. Accept. Thank you. Of course, it is not very easy to do that. Therefore, there are shastras, sadhus, to take their help. The real thing is to accept Krishna, Supreme, Absolute Truth, and surrender to Him to be with Him. And stay in that Supreme. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been so effective and easy for the fallen soul of this person. So-called yoga, so-called activity, is not possible. Prayana, alpha, ayisha, hello, what do you mean? Manda, sumandha, vata, ye, vandu, bhajya, sipat. Not possible. So, proceed according to the ways of sacrifices, temper, or mental preparation, Yogi, Siddhi, somebody can perform perfectly, and even one performs perfectly. That is not the way to understand Krishna. Krishna says personally, Satyanama Vyam. That is holy. There is not. They say there are many ways, and any way we accept that will lead you to be perfect. True, but that's not the fact. To understand the Absolute Truth, you have to accept the Absolute Path that is Bhakti. Krishna, Abhyamav, Yavam, Krishna. If you want to understand Krishna superficially, that is it. But if you want to know Krishna as He is, then only go to Him. Devan Kehi Jivahato, Sanaiva Purukh. Krishna is the reason. It's so kind. If you simply sincerely engage with devotion and then you see Krishna in the Krishna. So chant Hare Krishna mantra, purify your heart, which is full of dirty things. සෙන්දනාං සබසා කෘෂ්ණා පුන්නස්සබන කීතන ඉතින් ඉස්සුවා අන්ඩර්ස්ටෑන්ඩ් එනිතින් සිම්ප්ලි හියර් හරි කෘෂ්ණා ඇන්ඩ් කෘෂ්ණස් කතා දෙන් යු බිකම් ෆයර් ඉන් දිස් වේ ඇස් යු බිකම් මෝර් ඇන්ඩ් මෝර් ෆයර් යු ගෝ ටු බාත් ටු අන්ඩර්ස්ටෑන්ඩ් කෘෂ්ණා ඉස් හියර් And at the last moment, when you are completely pure from all contamination of sinful activities, you are revealed in this. Vinananda Vadana Pāpam, Janana Kunda Dharma, Vinanda Mahavira. One is, in Jesus Krishna's service, with firm faith and devotion, it means he has already three reasons of all types of yantra, simple, religious. Without being free from all contamination of simple so that nobody can think it is a religious. If one can be there, that means he is still simple. Rāma Dushkita Nambhu Vā Prasad Nante Kalāt. Dushkita. Dushkita means sin. He cannot tell him. Is that all right? Any other questions? Why don't you talk about Krishna? Those are advanced devotees, devotees. Advanced devotees, they do not like to hear about this. But, we're talking of Krishna, somebody goes, what? He doesn't like to hear about Krishna. Then he comes to advanced. That is Sahaja. That is Sahaja. Now we have to hear about Krishna. He is embracing Radharani and Krishna. These are ordinary things. Krishna's talk is not ordinary. It is ordinary. How one has taken anything very easy. They have understood everything. One was understood Krishna, he needed to hear more and more about Krishna. Oh, here is Krishna in the top. Krishna is being placed in the supermost position. Very important. Actually, it's the problem. One should be very much pleased. Oh, Sadhu Sukhya, Tato Sadhu Sangha, Tato Bhagavatya, Aparadhyam Nityasya, Tato Nishtha, Tato Ruchi. This test is very further off. After Aparadhyam Nityasya, Nishtha, then Ruchi. Test. Ganāsakti, then bhāva, then strength. This is what? Sādhu-kārāpa, sādhu-kārāpa. These are the kramakanta. Not jump over. Immediately, siddhāsya. Without understanding. Then drop in with it. Siddhanta Varya Siddhe Nathara Vala Yahaite Krishne Lage Shudhino Vala Siddhanta Vala Swami Then one is not firmly faithful to Krishna. That's all you understand to it. One who does not understand Krishna, they think that Krishna is helpful at ඥානය කියලා නේද?
Thank you.